This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The Pentagon has ordered new interviews in the deadly 2021 Afghan airport attack amid ongoing criticism that the assault could have been stopped. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Suicide bombers attacked the airport during the chaotic Afghan pullout by U.S. forces, killing 13 American troops and 170 Afghans. At least one service member who was wounded said he was never interviewed and might have been able to stop the attackers. Central Command's top general has now ordered that roughly two dozen more troops be interviewed to see if those who were not part of the original probe have new or different information. Officials say this does not reopen the Biden administration's investigation of the bombing, which said the attack was not preventable and turned up no advance ID of a possible attacker. Still, congressional critics are likely to seize on the interviews as proof the administration bungled not just the pullout, but the attack's probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Talks on North Korea providing arms to Russia for use against Ukraine have continued to advance after a meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on Friday.
Our view has been before the visit and after the visit that talks about the provision of weapons by North Korea to Russia to kill Ukrainians have been advancing and continue to advance.
Russia has gone out of its way to publicize the visit and to drop repeated hints about the prospect of military cooperation with North Korea, which was formed in 1948 with the backing of the then Soviet Union. For Putin, courting Kim allows him to needle Washington and its Asian allies while potentially securing a deep supply of artillery. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. 1 year on from a mass protest movement sparked by the death of a woman in Iranian police custody, analysts say dozens of journalists remain in prison, many of them women. For Camilla Caruso, VOA's Jessica Jurat has the story.
The U.S. Treasury on Friday imposed sanctions on 29 individuals and companies involved in what it called Tehran's violent suppression of nationwide protests. Iran's response to the protests over the death in custody last September of a young Kurdish woman, Mahsajini Amini, included a mass crackdown on independent media. Authorities have detained at least 95 journalists, media watchdogs say. Authorities have banned the journalists from leaving Iran, working in media, posting to social media, and even speaking with family and friends about their experiences.
We know that they're being watched. We know that, you know, their families are being watched. We know their phone calls are being watched.
Access to legal representation has also been difficult, Nazish says.
So in that kind of environment, we don't know if even a journalist getting released from prison is good news.
Iran's mission to the United Nations did not respond to VOA's request for comment. For Camilla Caruso, Jessica Jurat, VOA News.
Ukraine said on Friday it had recaptured the devastated eastern village of Andriivka, setting the stage for further advances on the southern flank of Bakhmut. Kyiv's troops were setting their foothold in the area. While Russian forces suffered significant casualties and lost equipment, the Ukrainian general's staff said in a morning report. Tens of thousands of climate activists around the world are marching, chanting, and protesting to call for an end to the burning of planet-warming fossil fuels as the globe suffers dramatic weather extremes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protests, driven by several mostly youth-led local and global climate groups and organizations, including Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future movement, is taking place in dozens of countries and in hundreds of cities worldwide. In Berlin, protesters chant, "We're here, we're loud, because you're stealing our future." One climate activist in Berlin tells the AP the federal government is doing far too little against the climate crisis and at the same time is doing too little to protect and support people. Over the past few months, Earth broke its daily average heat record several times. According to one metric, July was the hottest month ever on record and the Northern Hemisphere summer was declared the hottest too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dominican Republic has shut all land, air, and sea borders with Haiti in a dispute about construction of a canal on Haitian soil. The Dominican president says the canal will divert water and negatively affect Dominican farmers and the surrounding environment, while Haiti says they have sovereign right to use that resource. I'm Alexis Strope.